Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you the latest league leaders and standings in the association, and also we'll give you what's coming up as far as the most important upcoming games in the NBA. So stay tuned for the program. It's going to be great, so stay tuned. As always, I got to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the New Orleans Pelicans. That's right, the Pels, they had a great February right before the All-Star break. They were pretty consistent. They lost a couple of games, but nevertheless, they were able to get back on track towards the end of the month, and then starting off the month of March, had a big win over the Indiana Pacers. Before the All-Star break, they lost only one game, and that was to the Los Angeles Lakers. But overall, they did very well before the All-Star break. Now, after the All-Star break, they got into a losing streak. They lost three games, but they wound up winning two games. But overall, February was good to the Pelicans. They finished with a record of 8-4 in the month of February, and so far, March has looked good. Zion Williamson playing at a high level. He's on a mission this year after all the shenanigans that happened in the offseason. We're not going to get into that. Look it up. But also the supporting cast as well, with C.J. McCollum, Jonas Valanciunas, Larry Nance Jr. played very well. Also, you've got two of the most underrated defenders in the league, Herb Jones and also Jose Alvarado. And of course, you can't forget about Trey Murphy. Trey has been an awesome shooter. His shooting has really improved this year. We know he's one of the top high flyers in the league, but his shooting has gotten so much better this year. And we can't forget about B.I., right? We cannot forget about B.I., Brandon Ingram. And this Pelicans team, I say, the Western Conference is dog-eat-dog every year. It's been like that for decades now. When you've got the Lakers and the Warriors, you've got Oklahoma City, you've got Minnesota, you've got the Clippers, you've got Phoenix, Sacramento, so many great teams in the West. But I've been saying this right before the All-Star break, the New Orleans Pelicans could be the dark horse in the Western Conference. They could either disrupt some plans or possibly throw a wedge in somebody's playoff hopes. I mean, anybody could win the Western Conference this year. It could go either way for some of the teams that I mentioned in the Western Conference. But people need to pay attention to the New Orleans Pelicans, because these gentlemen have been playing some great ball as of late. And also kudos to Willie Green. I think Willie Green deserves strong consideration for this year's NBA Head Coach of the Year honors. Willie Green's done a fantastic job so far this year with the Pelicans, and they're currently in playoff contention right now. If they can continue to stay consistent, they won't slip into possibly being in the play-in tournament. But again, kudos to Willie Green. He definitely deserves some strong consideration for this year's Coach of the Year honors. Also, Trajan Langdon has been very effective as the GM. Of course, David Griffin in management, he's done a solid job this year as well. So you've got guys like Jordan Hawkins has been contributing. He's been playing well in his rookie campaign. So watch out for the Pelicans, man. They definitely got something to say. Again, a team under the radar, but they're slowly rising, especially this year. So keep your eyes and ears open on what the New Orleans Pelicans are going to be doing. My next storyline is going to be the Golden State Warriors. So Golden State, it was rough for them. The first half of the year, very rough. However, February, they turned it around. Right before the All-Star break, they only lost two games. Coming back from the All-Star break, they got back to winning ways. The month of February, they finished with a record of 11-3. And so far, the month of March has been good to them, beating Toronto. So we know all of the shenanigans that happened before the All-Star break with the Draymond situation. He served the suspension. He's back, and he's back to being Draymond Green, being one of the premier defenders in the league. Klay Thompson not being productive, coming off of the bench, and he's producing. He's getting red hot again. One half of the Splash Brothers. What about the supporting cast, right, with Pachimski and Kuminga, Brandon Pachimski, Jonathan Kuminga? Those guys have really stepped up in a major way. Andrew Wiggins taking time away for some mental health issues, but the Warriors lately, they've been able to hold it together. Chris Paul coming back from an injury. He hasn't played since before the All-Star break, but now he's starting to find his way back into the rotation. And what can you say about Stephen Curry, right? I mean, Steph is Steph. Steph is shooting. Steph is dribbling. Steph is doing what he can in the leadership, in his leadership role as the leader of the Golden State Warriors. So Golden State, again, they play in that dog-eat-dog Western Conference. Golden State, right now, as this show is currently airing, with the standings, which we'll get to in just a little bit, they're in position for the play-in tournament, but things could change, especially when you're playing in the Western Conference. Every team is tough. Night in, night out, anybody can get it. And Golden State, they're slowly starting to get back to the Golden State Warriors of the old. They're not at championship form just yet, but they're coming. They're certainly coming. And kudos to all those gentlemen that I mentioned earlier. Steve Kerr, rough go for him in the first half of the year, but February, big month for them. And so far, March is looking good for the Dubs out in the Bay Area. And for my last storyline is going to be the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics team currently with the best record in the NBA. The Boston Celtics are looking great. Every month has looked good for them. They only lost one game in the month of February. Looked good before the All-Star break, coming back from the All-Star break. Very effective, and even the month of March so far is looking good for them with a win over the Dallas Mavericks. Everybody's played well. Jaylen Brown's played well. Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, Peyton Pritchard doing his part coming off of the bench. Derek White, one of the best shooters in the league. Drew Holiday with his veteran leadership and his defense. And how about Jason Tatum? You can put Jason in there as an MVP candidate. Just playing effortless, playing, being very effective. And the Celtics, just from start to finish, have played well. As I stated earlier, they currently have the best record in the NBA. I talked about Willie Green having consideration for this year's Coach of the Year honors. You got to put Joe Mazzulla in there as well. Joe, again, great job with this team, looking really good. Had to make some trades before the season started, but everything, and then so far, I think the Porzingis trade has proved very well for the Celtics, giving them more offense. Al Horford, again, he brings that veteran leadership alongside Drew Holiday. Drew has that championship experience, brings the defense. Jaylen Brown, you know what Jaylen brings to the table, right? And, of course, Jason Tatum. So Boston looking very good. They've been consistent all year long, and it's just they hope to continue that throughout the second half of the year and marching on into the playoffs. Storylines, and, of course, as always, we got to give you the current league leaders in the association. Let's start off with points per game. The current leading scorer in the NBA is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 34 points per game. Coming in at number two, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number three, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. Number four, Donovan Mitchell from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five, Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns. Next category is going to be rebounds per game. Number one, Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Number two, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tied for third, Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And at number five, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number one, Daniel Gafford from the Dallas Mavericks. He's shooting 68% from the field. At number two, Jakob Poeltl from the Toronto Raptors. At number three, Ivaka Zubac from the Los Angeles Clippers. At number four, Rudy Gobert. And at number five, Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next category is going to be assists per game. At number one, Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 11 assists per game. At number two, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. At number three, Luka Doncic. At number four, Nikola Jokic. And at number five, Domantas Sabonis. Next category is going to be steals per game. At number one, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's averaging 2 steals per game. At number two, De'Aaron Fox from the Sacramento Kings. At number three, Donovan Mitchell. At number four, Matisse Thybulle from the Portland Trailblazers. And at number five, Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number one, Victor Wembanyama from the San Antonio Spurs. He's averaging 3 blocks per game. At number two, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. At number three, Brook Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. Number four, Chet Holmgren from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And at number five, Anthony Davis. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. Number one, Grayson Allen from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting 47% from three-point range. Number two, Aaron Nesmith from the Indiana Pacers. He's shooting 45% from three-point range. Number three, Drew Holiday from the Boston Celtics. Number four, Luke Kennard from the Memphis Grizzlies. And at number five, Malik Beasley from the Milwaukee Bucks. Next category is going to be three-point field goals made. At number one, Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. Number two, Luka Doncic. We have a tie for third place. Dante DiVincenzo from the New York Knicks and Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors. And at number five, Bogdan Bogdanovic from the Atlanta Hawks. Next category, free throw percentage. At number one, from the Milwaukee Bucks, Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard. He's shooting 92% from the free throw line. Number two, Steph Curry. Number three, Klay Thompson. Number four, Bogdan Bogdanovic. At number five, Anfernee Simons from the Portland Trailblazers. And the last category that we have is minutes played. Number one, DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls. He's averaging over 37 minutes a game. We have a tie for second place. Luka Doncic and Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese represents the Philadelphia 76ers. Number four, from the Charlotte Hornets, Miles Bridges. And at number five, Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns. And that takes care of your current league leaders in the NBA. Let's move over now to the current standings in the association. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference. At number one, the team currently with the best record in the NBA, the Boston Celtics. They have a record of 47-12. At number two, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have a record of 39-20. At number three, the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 40-21. Coming in fourth are the New York, and fifth, the Philadelphia 76ers. At number six, the Orlando Magic. In seventh, the Miami Heat. At number eight, the Indiana Pacers. Followed by in ninth, the Chicago Bulls. In tenth, the Atlanta Hawks. In 11th are the Brooklyn Nets. In 12th place are the Toronto Raptors. Followed by Charlotte, Detroit, and then in dead last in the East are the Washington Wizards. Let's move over to the Western Conference now. I tell you what, it's a dogfight. When is it not a dogfight in the West, right? Let's start off at number one with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Their record is 42-18. Coming in a close second are the Oklahoma City Thunder with a record of 41-18. In third place are the Denver Nuggets with a record of 41-19. In fourth, the Los Angeles Clippers. They have a record of 38-20. In fifth, the Phoenix Suns. They have a record of 35-24. The New Orleans Pelicans are in sixth. They have a record of 36-25. In seventh are the Sacramento Kings with a record of 34-25. In eighth place are the Dallas Mavericks with a record of 34-26. Followed in ninth by the Golden State Warriors. In tenth, the Los Angeles Lakers. In 11th, the Utah Jazz. In 12th place, the Houston Rockets. Followed by the Memphis Grizzlies, then the Portland Trail Blazers, and then last in the Western Conference are the San Antonio Spurs. And that takes care of the current league leaders and standings in the association. All right, before we get on out of here, I just want to give you some of the most important upcoming games in the NBA to look forward to in the week. Let's start off with games on Sunday, March the 3rd. We've got a great one between the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Also got a good one between the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Phoenix Suns, and, of course, the Golden State Warriors going up against the Boston Celtics. Monday, March 4th, we got a good one between the L.A. Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder going up against the Los Angeles Lakers and the Chicago Bulls against the Sacramento Kings. Tuesday, March 5th, we got a good one between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Toronto Raptors. Also, the Atlanta Hawks will go up against the New York Knicks. The Philadelphia 76ers go up against the Brooklyn Nets. Got a really good one between the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Maybe a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe. We'll see how it all plays out. And then we have the Phoenix Suns going up against the Denver Nuggets. And also we got a great one between the Indiana Pacers and the Dallas Mavericks. Wednesday, March the 6th, we've got the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Atlanta Hawks, followed by the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Houston Rockets. Also, we've got the Battle of California with the Sacramento Kings going up against the Los Angeles Lakers, and a big one between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. Thursday, March the 7th, we've got a great one between the Toronto Raptors and the Phoenix Suns. Also, we've got the Chicago Bulls going up against the Golden State Warriors. And we may have a preview of this year's NBA Finals with the Boston Celtics going up against the Denver Nuggets. Jason Tatum, Nikola Jokic, two gentlemen that are going to have been mentioned in this year's MVP race. And then you've got other guys in the mix as well with Jaylen Brown, Jamal Murray, also Kristaps Porzingis. You've also got Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, just to name a few. So this could be a preview of this year's NBA Finals with the Boston Celtics going up against the Denver Nuggets. Friday, March the 8th, we've got a great one between the New Orleans Pelicans and the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, the Minnesota Timberwolves going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Also, we've got a solid one with the Miami Heat going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And there you have it. That's it. That takes care of the most important upcoming games in the NBA. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the program. Till next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson, saying so long, you be good, and you take care.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told you." I go, "Oh, no, 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 it's a trap. It's a trap."
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told you." I go, "Oh, no, 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 it's a trap. It's a trap."
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Good Advice with me, the BR Telco Operator. Caller, you're on.
I need to know there's something better out there for me. At this rate, I'll never be happy.
Let me guess. Broken promises. Feels like it's never going to pay off?
Exactly.
It sounds like you need the BR Telco Gold Card. With its low rate, no balance transfer fees, and real-time card controls, it'll be love at first swipe.
I was talking about my boyfriend.
Oh, well, games aren't good in love or finance.
Save on high-rate credit card balances today. Apply now at brtelco.org/transfer. Federally insured by NCUA.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get Cox Internet powered by fiber with America's fastest download speeds. It's Internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.